Reform Voices of Torah, Union for Reform Judaism, Shabbat, May 23, 2015, 5 Sivan, 5775, Bamidbar, Numbers 1-1 through 4-20, Haftarah, Hosea 2-1 through 22, Devar Torah, Becoming Midbar, by Rabbi Stephen Kushner. There are only three places in Torah, Mitzrayim or Egypt, which means the narrow place in Hebrew, Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash, the land that flows with milk and honey, at the opposite end of the continuum, and in the middle, Midbar, the unknown empty space of wilderness. It is Midbar, this in-between place, that is at the center of our attention this week, and for that matter, the next 8 weeks. It is the overriding theme of the entirety of the Book of Numbers, in Hebrew, Bamidbar, in wilderness. While often translated as in the wilderness, let me note that the name of this week's parasha and the book it commences can be read as in wilderness, at least if we are translating just the word Bamidbar by itself. The vocalization of Bamidbar has a schwa beneath the letter bet, which sounds like b or be, indicating the word in. There is no patach under the bet for the sound ba, to indicate the definite article, the. Reading the word in isolation, therefore, one can find a hint that Midbar is a larger, more generic notion than a specific place. Wilderness is more than a construct of geography. It is a state of being. The same holds true for the other two places. Mitzrayim, the narrow place, is that from which we seek to flee. It is tzuras, troubles, the Yiddish equivalent. Breathing is hard in Egypt. Life feels like you're living in a room where the walls are slowly but constantly closing in. By contrast, the land of milk and honey is a place we ultimately seek, but alas, like Moses, we never quite get there. Torah describes it as a land that flows, suggestive of a world that is unconstrained, completely liberated, reminiscent of the flowing rivers within the Garden of Eden. This is the end of the rainbow. And in between these two extremes is Midbar, the place of transition, the place of neither here nor there, the place wherein we live most of our lives. Years ago, a woman came to me in search of advice. She was in an unhealthy marriage. She said she felt trapped, but was afraid of taking the necessary first step, the one from which there is no going back. At once I heard these words coming out of my mouth. If you want to leave your Egypt and get to your promised land, you have to be willing to traverse wilderness. Midbar is a place of nothing. It is empty. There are no guarantees in wilderness, no assurances. It can be scary. It's a place of wandering, which can at times feel endless, but it is also a place of discovery. Midbar, from the root Dalet Beit Resh, which also is the root for word in Hebrew, is where Torah is found. Wilderness is where we meet God. Wilderness is where we encounter ourself. It is the place of growth, and there is no getting around it. Midbar is the only way to the promised land. It is a sacred place. Yet when seen between the two polarities, Midbar all too often gets the short end of the stick. Mitzrayim, at the one extreme, plays a dominant role in Torah. Mitzrayim is the seminal place of the Jewish people, the central focus of the Passover Seder, the backdrop to the cosmic drama between God and Pharaoh. And what's at the other end of the spectrum? What can compete with a land of milk and honey? The end game of our dreams. Each year on Passover, we utter the collective wish of our people, next year in Jerusalem. And in between is Midbar, the means to the ends, as if it were a place in search of an identity. Is it not the same way with our own lives? We focus so much on the things with which we struggle. We direct so much of our attention on to our hopes and dreams. Yet the place wherein we eat and sleep and argue and love, the day-to-day journeys that move us from and to and sometimes back again, the ordinary landscape of life somehow gets overshadowed. But, well, we know, it is the most important part. In the rabbinic literature, as well as throughout Hasidic commentaries, Midbar has come to be understood as the ground zero of all human transformation. If you desire change, if you hope for anything new to come from within, you must open yourself up like the Midbar. Oseh atzmo kemidbar, make oneself like the wilderness, it says in the Midrash. From this, we can see then that these three places, Mitzrayim, Midbar, and Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash, represent not only the transitions of our lives, but also the essential aspects of our souls. They are the components from who we are to who we hope to be. I am Egypt, narrow-minded, so often thinking of myself, emotionally stuck between a rock and a hard place. But I want to become a neshama, a soul that flows with sweetness. I want to embrace others with a heart that is open. Yet for this to happen, I must become wilderness. I must empty myself, erase my ego, start from scratch. As such, Midbar is a metaphor for rebirth, a doorway to Torah, a pathway to God, as we read in Iturei Torah from Yechiel Tov Shoham. If one wishes to merit the receiving of Torah, one must be naked and completely empty, like Midbar. And this from Menachem Mendel of Kotsk. God's presence, Shekhinah, will rest only on one who is worthy, one who has made oneself like the Midbar. Perhaps it is just a coincidence that we read Parashat Bamidbar on the eve of Shavuot, when we re-receive God's word. But maybe not. For just as we are commanded to make ourselves right and pure before the receiving of Torah, so on the eve of Shavuot, we are reminded that Midbar is a necessary first step toward one's becoming an open vessel to the word of God. Rabbi Stephen Kushner is concluding his 35th year as the rabbi of Temple Ner Tamid in Bloomfield, New Jersey.